You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
The change we need doesn't come from Washington. Change comes to Washington. Change happens. Change happens because the American people demand it, because they rise up and insist on new ideas and new leadership, a new politics for a new time.
Barack Obama, of course, speaking last night in Denver. And one of the great things about watching that event last night, whether you support Barack Obama or not, is the fact that it was in a stadium with 84,000 people. There were many, many shots if you were watching it on television. I mean, you could see the podium. And, of course, there was this goofy kind of neoclassical set there that actually looked pretty decent. There were the jumbotrons. And then there were all the shots of the people in the stadium, from the bleachers to the delegates down on the floor. And we had our two cameras, well, I guess they are more like microphones, Ben Calhoun, reporter for Chicago Public Radio, and Andrea Bernstein, the Takeaway political director. Andrea, you were on the floor with the delegates, right?
I was on the floor in sort of what you would call the Democratic Convention part of the area, which was dwarfed. I mean, the Democratic Convention was big, but not as big as Mile High Stadium, which is huge. And I have never been to a political rally of this size.
Well, we sent you down to we had you on the floor, and we had Ben Calhoun. Where were you? You were at a quite different location, Ben, right?
Yeah, I was actually in Section 507. If you want to be specific, it was the upper deck. Like, it was pretty much as far up as you could go. You went to these steel steps that just sort of went up and up and up. And it, you know, it was one of those situations where you felt like you were looking down and you might at any moment sort of teeter over and fall down all
over,
three decks.
A mile high.
Well, I'd love for both of you to do is, and you could start, Andrea, is give us a sense of how the crowd changed as you went from sort of ground zero, the center of the action there, all the way up to the nosebleeds. Andrea?
Everybody was on the floor. I mean, everybody came from the convention, all of the governors and the senators and the elected officials. They were all crowded in, and Jesse Jackson was there, and the Reverend Al Sharpton was there, and Cory Booker, the mayor of Newark, was there, sort of representing the new black politics. I mean, it was just the scene. Everybody, sort of all this continuity of African-American politics was there on the ground. But the interesting thing about the whole structure of this event is that the actual sort of party part was dwarfed by all the people around. And it was sort of the kind of physical manifestation of the argument of the Barack Obama campaign that we aren't going to just be the same thing. We're going to bring all of these new people in. And Obama, in his speech, even managed to sort of link the kind of criticisms of him as being other to the sense of, you know, let's bring all these new people in and change people's expectations.
I get it. I realize that I'm not the likeliest candidate for this office. I don't fit the typical pedigree, and I haven't spent my career in the halls of Washington. But I stand before you tonight because all across America, something is stirring. What the naysayers don't understand is that this election has never been about me. It's about you.
So did the U's up there in Section 504 get that? I gather there weren't a lot of mayors up there with you, Ben.
No, you know, Al Sharpton was not making the rounds up there, and George Stephanopoulos was nowhere to be seen. What I was struck by up in the 500 levels was just that, you know, there was this common story that people had up there of feeling like they had to be there last night. I talked to people. The one woman had walking pneumonia, and she had driven from Albuquerque to be there. There was a young man. I've got a clip here of a young man named Elias Fulmore, who's from Atlanta. He's 30 years old, and he traveled by himself from Atlanta to be there last night, and he just said that he felt like he had to go.
I just had to come see it. I just had to be here, you know?
All the way up here, I mean, you can see him on the TVs, but looking at him, all you can really see is the shirt. You can see his face. Why did you want to be here as opposed to watching it on TV?
Okay, because I've seen him on TV before, and like, I'm not caught up in celebrity or whatever. It really isn't about, like, what he said is so corny, but it's true that it ain't about him. It's about seeing a bunch of people from a bunch of different walks of life, all sharing in the moment. And to me, I actually liked that I sat in the nosebleeds personally. I preferred it because I got to sit way, way in the back and just watch the whole thing happen, you know?
Was there a lot of camaraderie in that section? And, you know, we've heard reports that, you know, all over the place, people were kind of locking arms and sort of, you know, gathering together and making new friends all over the place.
Yeah, and that was what a lot of people described afterwards. They said that what they were going to remember about the event itself was the feeling of community in the stadium, which was, you know, that's what I was curious about, is whether that would disintegrate once you got up to those upper levels. I mean, right down on the floor where everybody's packed, it seems like, you know, it makes sense for everybody to feel like they're together and sort of doing this thing together. But once you get that far away and Barack Obama is this little tiny speck in the middle of this big stadium.
Ben, I have a question for you, Ben, which is I've covered several conventions myself, both Republican and Democrats. And I have to say I was absolutely struck, just so struck by the crowds, which were all ages and all races. I don't ever recall seeing as diverse a group at a convention event in the 15 years that I've been a journalist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you saw that definitely in the upper level, I would say, you know, both in terms of age, in terms of race, and lots of people remarked on that and it being an element to that feeling of community and this feeling of what was happening, you know, sort of within the Democratic Party and around this candidate last night.
And that's something that a stadium can do. I mean, a stadium, if you've ever been to a football game, you know, people are doing the wave, and they were doing the wave last night. You have 80,000 people all focused in on this one stage. It can create a sense of community. And that is something that the Obama campaign was really trying to do at this event, to use everybody there and to leave with a sense of sort of unity of purpose, because their whole campaign strategy depends on people like the people in that stadium going out and getting people to go and vote. That is how they plan to win this campaign. And when people ask them about the swing voters and the equations of the past, they keep saying, we're upending the apple cart. We're changing the formula.
Right, well, they've got to get some work out of these people. So do you have any other voices from the people that you met, either you, Andrea, or Ben?
Yeah, you know, I've actually got this other woman. This was the other big theme. Her name was Cynthia Woolen Allen. She was from Dallas. She was actually a Clinton supporter until the primary, you know, was decided. But she, you know, was on the fence about coming to the event. And then she just made a decision very recently and said that she had to be there. And she was talking about it within the context of history.
I'm just ecstatic. I'm elated. I think he did everything necessary to show all people, not just Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, but all people, that this is our world.
Why did you want to be here tonight? Why not watch it at home on television?
Man, let me tell you. Just, I was the fireworks before they started, okay? I cried, I cheered, I laughed. I even let a cheer. It was just that we were living Dr. King's dream on today.
Now, you say living Dr. King's dream. When did you think this day was going to come?
I didn't think it would come in my lifetime, and I'm almost 50. So to realize it today and be a part of that today, just electrified and know that God still lives.
Oh, she's great. What's her name?
Cynthia Woolen Allen.
Cynthia Woolen. All right. Yo, Cynthia, man. I bet the McCain campaign – or the the Obama campaign gets some work out of her.
I'm sure.
You know, and also this thing about her age, 50. I mean, it's, you know, there was, you know, much sort of in the undercurrent about the 45th anniversary of the King speech. Obama was two then. So it's sort of like his lifetime has sort of brought around this, you know, sort of seismic shift in perceptions, I think, in both the African-American community and the white, white population about what can happen in America. It's a different time now.
Andrea, quick question for you. I spoke to someone who's sort of in the Obama circle, and they were quite pleased with the way that the evening ended up. And what did you find?
That I found that also. I mean, there seemed to be great relief, great anxiety, but he seemed to do all the things they felt he needed to do, which was answer his critics, inoculate himself for some of the criticisms that are no doubt coming next week from St. Paul with the Republicans, and at the same time rally his supporters, including the Clinton supporters, to a sense of common purpose. And I was asking people there, are you a Clinton delegate? Are you Obama delegate? And one gentleman from Ohio said, what are you talking about? We're all Obama delegates now.
Well, you know, it's a formidable achievement. It was an event that didn't look like a celebrity event. It was inclusive. It wasn't wonkish. And it definitely left the impression that this campaign is about more than just some activists in Denver. Andrea Bernstein
By the way,
and Ben Calhoun.
Say,
quickly, you got like 1 second.
The McCain people hated it.
That's also an achievement. Ben Calhoun and Andrea Bernstein, our takeaway political gang in Denver. Thanks so much.